Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning. It is 8:04 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. We are welcoming in Rusty Mantell, co-host of The Steakhouse, which kicks off at 9 today, also co-owner and publisher of Dogs HQ. And our conversation with Rusty is brought to you by Orchard, the smarter, faster, hassle-free way to buy and sell your home. Rusty, we got you 2 days in a row.
Oh, I'm in a much better place today. I got a little bit of sleep last night.
When did you get to crash?
Well, I'm still chasing a story right now because Georgia has one commit left. Probably around 9:30 last night is, you know what, it happens, it happens. And Minka Fitzpatrick's brother just decided to wait all day. And listen, there was nothing going on there. They've been through this. He went to school, hung out with his friends. They went to dinner last night with Minka and the whole family, celebrated, had Georgia cakes and all that. About 9:30, he goes, oh, I got to sign the papers.
Oh, snap.
He just sent the old papers in there. And so I had the Georgia fans on tilt till about 9:30 last night. But young man out of Cartersville High School, Brady Marchese, been committed to Georgia for a while. Wide receiver, sounds like Michigan is making a very late run. He's going to sign today at around 4 o'clock, his final decision.
How much reshuffling happens in like on these dates now, where I think there's a domino effect, if I'm not mistaken, like, yep, a Jared Curtis decommits and all of a sudden all this NIL money that's probably going towards him,
you have to make a decision there,
right? All of a sudden you're looking around going, do we chase another quarterback?
Well, the problem with that is there's no quarterbacks left. If you got 4 old linemen and you lose a guard, you can go get a guard.
Come on, man. Don't be doing that to me.
Well, there's a reason that quarterback position's got different commas. There's not many of them.
It's crazy. I just wonder how much that shuffling does happen and how much, you know, how, like, I guess in the end the question would be, how much conversation is Kirby having with assistants all day yesterday just moving parts?
Well, they're preparing for a game.
Yes.
Somebody told me in that building that Sunday – and one of Kirby's messages in the meeting was, guys, we're preparing for Alabama, but you better stay on your recruits too.
Yep.
Like we can't let up here. And nobody's crying for Georgia. Nobody's crying for Alabama. Saying Alabama lost a couple players yesterday, late flips. And it is what it is with this calendar. But I think what people – I would be fascinated if I could really get a hold of all the information is the amount of agents that try to rework deals.
Like percentage-wise.
Oh, my goodness, man.
That's crazy, man.
Hey, Coach, I know we agreed on that in June, but we've slept on it, and we need a little more.
Well, and that's what I mean by the domino effect, right?
Yeah.
The agent, like, all of a sudden there's hey, this – like, Georgia had money freed up, or Bama had money freed up. Now they're like, hey, we can go out and offer this guy a little bit more money. Well, the school he's been committed to, he's calling them going, dude, they offered me $250,000 more dollars,
well,
or whatever.
You probably take that Jared Curtis money, and I would imagine between January 2nd and January 15th that portal opens, it'll be a little more in the kitty.
More in the offering plate there.
Yeah. Well, it's because they got Theo Vaughn up there, and you know, he's making moves.
Nate Borghese.
Nate Borghese is the one.
He got it done, man.
He's crushing Theo Vaughn.
He got it done, man.
Well, I didn't even know he was a Vandy
guy. Yeah, big Vandy guy.
He spoke to the team.
Yeah,
he did. I mean, he brought up Jared Curtis on game day.
Yeah, well, I mean, Theo might be in a relationship with the team's quarterback's mom.
Theo did go out with Diego Pavia's family for senior day.
That's awesome.
Well, I mean, him and Mama Pavia, they're friendly.
I'll say it again. Vanderbilt plays at Georgia next year.
There you go.
Don't think there won't be some extra juice on that one.
Look, I know recruiting is fun and everything, but
is there a game going
there
on?
There might be a game that's coming up. If you were Kirby's spokesman, you're not, but if you were,
damn sure
if
not.
You are, and somebody's, you know, you're answering, filling questions for Kirby, and somebody said, what are you most afraid of like your biggest, your point of emphasis of stopping Alabama offensively? What are you guys trying to do? Because I don't think it's a run game.
I think getting pressure to Ty Simpson, to me, because if you let this guy, he'll dial you up. And another thing, too, you can't go all-out man blitz because he's so good with his feet.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He'll hurt you there. You got to pick your battles. I think you look at the games. I think they gave up 4 sacks against Oklahoma. They gave up 3 against Auburn. He's still kind of green in some of those areas.
Yeah.
You know, I still think Ty Simpson. I said it after the Alabama game. I said, guys, that may be the best quarterback in SEC. Like, you don't know yet, but I've been around a long time. Some of those throws he makes, how good he is anticipating. That touchdown he threw in the back of the corner last week, too.
Ooh, we were talking about
that. The back line, yeah.
Dude, I mean, football minds, NFL guys are like, yep,
that's what
I'm looking for. That's what I'm looking for. You got to be able to throw a guy open when he's not open, and that's what makes Ty Simpson to me. But you got to pick your battles. If I'm Kirby, we got to get to him, and then when we dial it up, we got to get home. A couple times they dialed it up on him and missed him one-on-one. You cannot let him hurt you that way.
Talk to me about Drew Bobo and the injury right there at center.
It's not good. I think
it was not good in the second half. I went back and watched, and it's rough.
It's rough. I mean, they got a young kid playing there, and he's going to have to – you got to grow up. This is it. You know what I mean? At some point, they say next man up. And I know there's next man up. You don't have a choice with that, but – you don't sugarcoat Drew Bobo. He had a really good season. Not looking good for the rest of the year. I don't know the official terms or what they're going to put out. The injury report came out last night. He is out.
Yeah.
He's just so good second level, man. Drew gets to the linebackers. He's great in the screen.
Got a little Jason Kelce to him.
Great in the screen game.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Golly.
I knew so much about Drew. I mean, this kid was playing Saturday morning high school football in Colorado. He had so much ceiling left in him. When he finally got to Auburn High School that last year, that was the first real year of football he ever played. And
he's a good player.
He's got a ton.
He's what you call a glue guy.
He's got a ton of ceiling. Now, he's one of those kids, how far his career, he's got the ability, got to stay injury-free.
100%.
How underappreciated has Mike Bobo been this year? Because I'm not the hate Mike Bobo guy, like apparently, you know, most of this state.
I think
is.
Most people outside of the Georgia fan base don't hate Mike Bobo.
No, it's crazy.
It's crazy. Like, that guy's unbelievable.
Yeah.
I hate him when I have to play him because I know that he's good. I think he's a lot better than he gets credit for. But it feels as good as Stetson had a relationship with the OC that's now in Baltimore.
Todd Monken.
No. They did not.
I'm just talking.
No. Be careful there.
Let me.
Todd Monken and Stetson Bennett will never exchange Christmas cards.
They
Buster Faulkner and Stetson Bennett and Mike Bobo and Stetson Bennett.
They worked together well.
You realize
is what I mean.
That Todd Monken started 4 guys before he ever wanted to play Stetson Bennett.
Well,
and I'll say this, that everybody in the building has to be along with that. When Stetson Bennett got his opportunity, he stuck a bird finger in the air to everybody and said, this is my team. He took it over. And then they rolled now. But don't sit here and say those two are tight.
Well,
I can assure you.
I
can assure you he'll never be playing for the Ravens.
What I was saying, but I didn't really mean it like that. But just
we can go deep there if you want
to. I'd love to. You know what? I'd rather get the drama than talk about the game because I don't give a damn who wins the game.
Yeah.
I'm losing either way.
Yeah.
But the reality is they did well together.
They did
from
well
a player
together.
Coach together
right.
in games.
Yes.
It feels very, very much like that. Gunnar Stockton feels like just another Stetson-like player, but obviously he had more stars behind his name.
Yep.
And Bobo has done a phenomenal job using Gunner's strengths. He did it in the championship game in the SEC last year where he showed, he's like, I know your strengths, man. I'm going to play to it.
Yep. I think that Mike knows Gunner, obviously, the connection with the family. I don't want to say that Gunner is Stetson, especially with the passing game. I don't think Stetson was incredibly underrated there. How deep ball accuracy, middle of the field. There's a lot of similarities with them. State of Georgia kid, kind of, you know, just waiting their turn. I mean, Mike's done a great job with Gunner. I don't know what Gunner's NFL ceiling is. I don't know where he's going to be in 3 years. But I do know they're doing a hell of a job with him, and he's getting better, and he'll have an entire year next year with likely, in my opinion, every offensive lineman back. And that's the one thing. If Georgia has a great portal season, I told my guy that helped my co-owner of Dogs HQ yesterday, I said, dude, we're going to deal with this. Georgia's probably going to be preseason number one next year. Everybody's back. I mean, they are so young. I was like, dude, I don't want an off season of that because that never freaking works out. You know what I mean? But Georgia could have a ton back.
You remember when they closed so hard in 2007? I think they were preseason number one in 2008.
Got hammered.
Yeah.
Yeah, how would that work out? Now, 21 and 22 is different because 22, they ran the table.
Right.
You know.
But that's they're more like that.
For sure. For sure.
Than they are I'm not trying to draw
comparisons, but you're right. The number preseason number one, it's
I mean, that's here nor there, but I've been doing this long enough to know, I'm thinking, dang, Georgia's
got don't do that.
Everybody. I don't want to deal with that in the offseason.
Yeah. All right, so I laughed so hard a minute ago because I was thinking back that I've seen multiple tweets that have been added at me where they're like, let's hire Todd Monken as a Falcons head coach. Let's bring in Stetson. And it's like retweeted 18 times. I'm like, y'all have lost your freaking mind.
I promise you this. I would take Todd Monken in a heartbeat. I don't know that Todd Monken is wired to be in that building because he don't give a damn.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, he lets it hang.
He lets it hang now. I mean, maybe that's what we need.
Well, yeah.
And I'll tell you this. Arthur Smith was that way, too.
I will tell you this. Let me be clear on that. Todd Monken and Stetson Bennett probably don't hate each other, but they went at each other every day. And Stetson would check plays sometimes just to piss him off. I'm telling you. What are you going to do, bench me?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That's funny.
One of my best ever Stetson stories. Now I can tell it. I guess statute of limitations are up.
Right, probably.
Yeah, you can tell it.
You have to send your videos in. Like, they had a week-long break. You had to send your videos in if you're working out.
Yeah.
Or, like, 3 days.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Stetson sends in a video. He's sitting on the back of a boat, and he has 2 12-ounces, and he takes a drink of both at the same time. Here's my curls.
I thought you were going to give me the Rob Gronkowski.
No.
I thought you were going to give me – have you heard the Rob Gronkowski version of this? Yes. How he changes clothes every 5 minutes during his workout.
Stetson was wired different, like, and those kids loved him. Everybody you talk to around him was like, man, for 3 years, he absolutely shredded us on the scout team.
Yeah.
And finally, he gets a chance. But you think about it. They tried to play it. They tried to play DeJuan Mathis.
Yeah, they did.
I remember that. How it
you know what I mean? Then they went to JT Daniels.
JT Daniels thing's crazy.
Yeah, and everybody's like, when is this kid? I will never forget where I was. I pulled over on I-75 that night in a rainstorm. God is honest on my kid's life. I pulled over on I-75. I got tipped off that Georgia was about to bring Stetson Bennett back at 8 o'clock that national signing day.
Wow.
I go on my board, and I say, guys, Georgia's not done. And I hit the road. It took 40 minutes to get home. By the time I got home, that news was not out. Georgia fans had talked themselves into Herschel Walker was coming back for his fourth year. They were so pissed. Hey, when it wound up being Stetson Bennett, they were so pissed off at me.
Oh,
all the people that
man.
Follow me now, they still laugh about that thread. Because there was a thread on my former company. It was 20 pages. They absolutely shredded me. And what's funny is that kid wound up winning.
Yep.
They pulled his JUCO picture, which was awful. He looked like Screech.
Oh,
it was awful.
But the funny part is they wanted Stetson to leave after 21.
They didn't. I mean,
and now he's like, oh, it should be for the Falcons. That's why.
It'd be interesting. I will say this. Everything I have heard, he is in a very good place. Because Matt Stafford that first year, he wasn't having it. Like he wasn't taking that dude under his wing. It did not go well in LA his first year. He took the offseason, he got himself dialed in, got help, And I have heard Stetson Bennett is in a great place.
And it's, like, that's a really good thing to hear from a personal standpoint. Yeah, a human being. Not, I don't care about the football, but.
Yeah, I don't know that you're going to build your franchise around him. But if he's number two and you got to win two games. I'd play him. Well,
is he number two right now for them?
No, he's number three.
I was going to say that was my answer. Yeah. People were like, he's been a good backup. Yeah, like, they've gone out of their way to make him not be a backup.
Yeah,
like,
the same guy would crap on Easton Stick. We'd be like, oh, Stetson, man.
Don't y'all remember Taylor Heineke?
What did he have? He had seven touchdowns those last two exhibitions. Yeah. And everybody's like, let's trade everybody for him.
By the way,
he's got rusty man signed, so he's third string.
By the way, has JT Daniels retired from college football yet?
He is. I think he's coaching somewhere.
Good for him. He's been in enough systems.
You know what? Like mine was. Everybody I talked to was like, that dude was off the charts when you put him on the board.
What?
He was kind of like. You're going to get this because you've watched both Top Guns, but he was kind of like the rooster of college football. He was afraid to pull the trigger, it felt like, at times.
It was something. By the way, Top Gun, if y'all haven't seen, is going to be re-released nationwide like May 1st this year of the 40th deal.
The original.
Well,
original.
I guess that's when Mike will get to see it.
Yeah,
I'll have to take him.
Yeah, it'll be in theaters.
Mike Johnson, I swear. I'll tell you what. Here's the bet. I will bring Bojangles two Thursdays in a row for y'all.
Okay.
If Georgia wins, you have to watch original Top Gun next week.
No. Hold on a second. He's already got it.
He's saying it next week.
Next week.
You have to watch it next week because he's already supposed to have watched it.
Yeah. You know what? Me and you are working together pretty soon. Yeah. I might have to do I'll take you up on that.
But
bet is a reward.
He's going to be so pissed when he's like, why have I not watched
exactly.
this?
Exactly.
I know.
I'm watching it again. What happened to Goose? I'm pissed.
Can you skip next Thursday because I won't be here? Can you make it two
Thursdays? I don't know that I'm going to be here next. I got to figure out my schedule. I got state semifinals.
Me and you,
week.
December 18th, buddy.
I thought that was me and him.
It's on. I'm gonna get that sponsored by beverage and breakfast.
Well, Rusty, 2 days in a row, it's still not enough. Thank you for coming in. It should be a good game. That is the Rusty Mansell, co-owner and publisher of Dogs HQ, and of course, you can catch Rusty on the Steakhouse right at 9. And it is a huge sports weekend in Atlanta tomorrow. Dukes and Bell get it started with a special broadcast at Twin Peaks in Buckhead. Join them from 2 to 6 for all the food, drink, and scenic views as they get ready for a conference championship weekend in college football. It's Dukes and Bell tomorrow, 2 to 6 at Twin Peaks in Buckhead. Coming up, we're going to dive back into this Falcons conversation. What are we looking forward to this Sunday next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you, and then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the morning shift. I am Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dylan's hanging out behind the glass, and we are all in big trouble.
Yeah.
We're in big trouble because we have crutch phrases that we say.
Phrases
that we need to get rid of. We are going to talk about the Falcons in a second. There were some questions about Kadarius Hodge not playing last week. Raheem kind of spoke about that yesterday in the presser. So we'll play that in a moment. But it's been brought to our attention that there are certain phrases we say.
Yes.
Over and over and over.
Yes.
And we need to kind of get rid of them. And the way we're going to get rid of them is by playing a sound effect.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes, I think that's the way to do it.
As a mental reminder that we need to not be saying these things so much.
The idea for playing the sound effect is how we came up with every time we say, by the way. Mm-hmm. And I asked Dylan to play a sound effect every time he heard, by the way. But obviously, he's a very busy man.
Yes.
So I was just like, I'll just do it.
Yeah.
I'll just start throwing it in there. I'll just start, because we were both, Bo and I were so bad all the time about extending segments by saying, by the way.
Ding.
Dylan, do you have the sound effect that I just asked for? Can you play it? Okay.
That's such a good one. That is such a good one.
Yes.
That's from Super Mario
Brothers.
There's
an interesting caveat to this idea, though, and situation, though, Allie.
Yeah, because obviously that would be pretty intrusive if every single time we say something, you got to hear the Mario coin collecting sound. Yes.
It's so loud.
It's very piercing of the ears. So it's just going to play at the end of the segment if we say the phrases.
Yes.
Are we revealing the phrases? We're leaving it.
No. I think that we should keep it secret so that we have to try to figure out what the crutch phrase actually is.
You know what's funny is Wes Durham and I had this conversation the day after pregame. It was probably about a month ago, and he was like, can I give you some constructive thoughts? And I was like, yeah, always.
Please,
you know, y'all, I always want to listen to people that I've worked with and have helped me grow in the business I've grown up with, really. And he was like, you don't need to tell Mike you're going to ask him a question. Just ask him. Because I got to have it on pregame, Allie. I'm saying,
can I ask you a question? Mike, I love
Mike,
when
let
you
me ask you. Let me ask you. And I know I say, let me tell you something.
Yeah.
Another
mine is 100%.
Sure. Well, and you've gotten, and it's funny because I know what you're doing, and I appreciate it. But in pregame, really, you'll be like, yeah, I 100% agree. Yep. And I'm just like, okay. But I also say, well, I think, and I'm making a statement, I think, and what I think, and it's like, hey, man, I'm pretty sure everybody knows that's what I think. Stop saying it.
You're the one saying it.
But that's what I'm saying in my head. And Wes is like, yeah, you don't need to say I think. Just say it. Like, we know that's what you're thinking.
The crutch phrases.
Yeah. Well,
got to go.
Yeah.
Part of it is, I want you to speak on this, Allie, because I think you are perfect at explaining this in a better light. We're talking, and my wheels start spinning sometimes faster than the brain can process. I'm not an elite processor like Kirk Cousins. So maybe I wouldn't get to be quarterback of the Falcons.
Man, that contract eludes you.
So I think what it see? There it is.
I think.
What I'm doing when I say things like I think is I am trying to find the right word to express it without doing what I'd probably do off the microphone. Be like, that blank and blank. Did you see that blanking thing? Holy, you know, like, and I'm talking more.
Trying to go into your radio.
I'm trying to be more
filter.
More elegant with how I speak, right? Doesn't work out for me most
is
of the time.
Is elegant the right word?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know.
I don't know what I think. Yes, I'm just kidding.
Well, I'll give you a phrase from Stephen Covey that we all should live by is begin with the end in mind. And that just helps your brain process a little bit faster what you want to say. When you know how you're going to end something, you're not as scared because you're like, wait, my words are going somewhere and I don't know where I am.
I'm
going
to turn into Mike Ditka. Did I ever tell you the story about when we had Mike Ditka on? When I was producing and we had Mike Ditka, it was Dave Archer and Mike Bell at the time. And we had Mike Ditka on. And I set it up, and so then I called him, and he was like, you could hear, like, cards shuffling, and you could hear chips clanking. And I was like, Coach, are you still good? Yeah, I'm just at my club. Mama Club. Yeah, I need two. I need two. And you could hear like clearly he was taking a drag off of it was a cigar.
Wow.
And so there we do the interview in the middle of the interview and Mike was it was during playoff time. So Mike Bell is asking the question about, hey, what do they need to do to win the game? Turnovers. Give me two. Yeah, turnovers. And he started, like, said three times that was the ending. That just needed, and then he went into how to create them.
Mm-hmm.
So I just need to say the end result and then explain it. Is that what I need to do?
I don't know if that's the case, but I will say, I think that, and that's another crutch one, but I will say, because obviously I'm about to say it. I think that Dylan should just play the Mario sound on the way into break. Doesn't have to do it after the actual crutch phrase, because I think it's so funny if we hear him play the Mario coin and we're all sitting here going,
who did it?
What was it?
At the end of break is what
at
he meant.
At the end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who said it?
Who said it?
Who
Which
did
one
it?
Of you guys let us all down?
And we can all, you know, obviously we have our talk back, so we can tell Dylan, like, you're going to have to play the sound. He just said it.
Just
he
don't
said
give it away. Just don't give it away, Allie. We're all going to be looking at Allie every time she talks to Dylan going, dang it. Did I do it? Oh, man.
All right, real quick, let's play this audio from Raheem when he was talking about wide receivers that perform best in practice will play.
And as far as personnel, that's just always going to be the best player, and it's going to be based on practice. So, like, right now we're at the position where we're out there practicing, and we've had a bunch of full-speed practices the last couple of weeks, which you guys have been able to see. And you've been able to see guys like DT really emerge and become a guy for us. And last week he went out, got a couple completions, was able to be a part of our jet sweep game, was able to be a part of our return game, and, like, he's really provided a spark for us, and, like, those are the guys going to play to provide those sparks.
When I heard him say he's been a part of our – he got to be a part of our jet sweep game, I was like, what jet sweep game do we have? You've run that play twice this year. What does that even mean, our jet sweep game? I think we've only ever run it one other time this entire season. And, obviously, I think that what he sees – and Bo was there yesterday, and he got a chance to talk to Raheem. I think what I hear in this entire conversation is we don't have any guys who can actually hit home runs offensively other than Bajan. And even up to this year, Bajan was not considered that guy. You'd like to add more guys that can make people miss and get those first downs and not play station to station football.
Yeah, it's probably the difference in Bajan and Jahmyr Gibbs is Jahmyr Gibbs maybe has that little bit of an extra gear, but Bajan is much, I don't want to say much, but Bajan is has that little bit extra in the backfield to make people
sure.
miss.
Yeah,
he's better at that, and that's a slight difference. It's what bothers me. It's what bothers me more and more about the Jamal Agnew signing.
Yeah.
If we knew Devin Tompkins was out there, and listen, I don't know what Devin's – I'd have to check his career stats about returning punts, right? But if we knew that he could do the job cheaper than Jamal Agnew – and he could be a part, and he's returned punts in his career. Yeah, he's got like 36 in his career. Then, if we knew he was out there and he was cheaper, and he could even be a part of the jet sweep game,
right?
Why
make somebody miss?
And this is not a personal knock on Jamal Agnew, but then why is Jamal Agnew here? And the reason I ask that is because financially, it's more financially fiscal to have Tompkins doing the job instead of Agnew, and he can do more. I'm not saying – now, I don't know the whole history. Maybe Devin Tompkins' reason is out there is because he's muffed more punts and done – made the mistakes, mental mistakes have been a part of his game.
Sure.
I just haven't followed the guy's career. But that's a fair – and that's the problem is we have those thoughts, right? Those are the fans. And then they're not going to go out and say this because he said it yesterday and it was very misconstrued. He said, you know, I love taking bullets for my players. And then I saw it on Twitter from fans and from media people saying, basically criticizing Raheem for saying that. See, players coach, that's why he doesn't win. That's not what that means. That every coach worth their salt takes a bullet for their player because you don't throw your players under the bus, okay? Like, that's how it is. Even non-players coaches are going to stand in a press conference and take bullets for their coaches. They just won't tell you probably, but that doesn't mean they're not ripping the guys, shredding them outside of it, right? I mean, tell me I'm wrong.
No, you're right. You're spot on.
Okay.
You're spot on.
Well, coming up, what happened at State Farm Arena last night? We'll talk about it. And we've got a Life of Squid.
Scott Frost said something in his press conference yesterday, and I don't even know if – I almost had to check and see if this was AI or not, because it is the wildest thing I've ever heard about NIL. Next morning show, Sports Radio 929 The Game and
– the Odyssey app.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
8:43 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the morning shift. I am Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dylan's hanging out behind the glass having secret meetings with Mike about who knows what. This hour has been brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing.
We were talking about throwaway terms.
Yeah, right. And okay, you were.
Okay, we were back there talking about throwaway terms, and
with
we were
your
just
hands up
chopping.
Your mouths.
We were, yeah, because I was, you know, I was
he knows
doing
I
a visit.
Can read lips.
I was doing a visit to the pitcher's mound, and I didn't want either one of y'all to see what I was talking to Dylan about. But it was like, hey. This throwaway term and that throwaway term and this throwaway term. And Dylan was like, oh yeah. All y'all say that all the time. And I was like, okay, all right. That's we're meeting eye to eye here.
Dylan back there talking self-righteous, like he don't have terms he uses. I mean, come on now.
Oh,
I never said that. I never said that. Never said I don't have crutch terms. I do.
Cap.
I'll call my
no cap.
That was very hip of you, but I'm proud of you.
I know.
That was very millennial of you.
It was a cap-free moment.
I do have a phrase that Mike says a lot, so I'll come back there and have a little secret meeting of my own in a moment.
Bring it on.
I love it. I'm here for all the secret meetings. Bo, you next.
Yeah, I'll pass.
yeah, it was a little bit of a pause moment. I'll pause myself.
Hey, tomorrow.
Wasn't intended that way.
I don't know what we've talked about this hour.
What about Stetson Bennett playing quarterback for the Falcons?
As we got to.
Drinking beer.
Yeah.
Whatever we did up until mic'd up is a complete just blur. I don't know if I'm a little bit punch drunk because I didn't really get a lot of sleep last night. My time was a little screwed up, but I could not tell you what I don't even know what we talked about last segment other than crutch words.
Talking about the Falcons. It's a pretty solid guess there.
Oh, and it is forgetful, huh?
So tomorrow, you do need to get your rest tonight, Bo, and we all need to get a little extra cardio in because we are heading to Publix at Highland Station in Smyrna for a special broadcast. We're going to be doing the show. You can come see us, buy your supplies for the weekend football parties. Come say hello as we do the show. It's all brought to you by Publix. Feed your fandom, feel the hype this year with Publix. Again, that's us, the morning shift, 6 to 9 tomorrow morning at Publix at Highland Station in Smyrna.
Yeah, I'm going to get a couple extra weighted vest walks in today.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Feeling good about it.
Yeah, I can't wait. We haven't been in like 2 weeks. I'm excited. I need more M&Ms. I'm getting low. You know what would be a fun mic drop? I don't know. Just talking out.
Go for it.
If you pulled every Polynesian name from our flip cards during the season and then asked us to pronounce them on the fly without the enunciation.
I'm not sure
that would land with the audience because it is, yeah, there's some brutal ones.
Dave Archer's the best person I've ever met at saying Polynesian names on the fly. And Wes might be one of the worst, and he admits it. But Arch taught me that you have to pronounce every what are the letters consonant and then the other one,
the vowel
every okay. Vowel you have to enunciate every vowel.
God bless, put this guy to sleep right
I
now.
I know, seriously.
What is going on with this guy?
Seriously, this
punch
is
drunk's
an issue.
Not even the word. Golly.
Let's talk about the Hawks.
Say noun or pronoun.
We're going to move on to the Hawks right now because they did lose to the Clippers last night, 115-92. I'm not sure we really expected this to happen.
And the news came out right before the game that Jalen Johnson was not playing, would not be part of this. And Clippers have been bad. There's no doubt about it. And especially coming off the Chris Paul middle of the night news and the travel thing and everything else for them. The bottom line is, offensively, you're just bad without Jalen Johnson in there last night. And you're already missing Trey and KP. And you've been able to kind of hold it together without Trey in the lineup. And you couldn't hit shots last night. You couldn't do anything offensively. It was just frustrating to watch. And I always hate to look at it and go, well, Jalen's out, because they've been good without Trey, mm-hmm. you know, and they've been good without Porzingis, and mm-hmm. they've been really hot, and they're a good team. But this felt like a game you couldn't lose. It just, you did. And it was not only that, it got sideways in a hurry in a game that you were favored in, but that line got crooked in a hurry once that Jalen news was announced.
Yeah, it's one thing to lose a close game, you know, to a bad team, but you can't get blown out at home. They and it's not like this team doesn't have – they're bad, and then they have drama too. And I'm talking about the Clippers. So the Clippers are not only horrific, but you literally had a guy standing on the street corner trying to catch an Uber at 4 a.m. yesterday morning, and you go and lose to them at home by like almost 20 points. And I had a source tell me that.
Got to clarify, that was being very sarcastic
yesterday.
Yeah, there
was a lot of sarcasm involved in that. although it probably did happen around that time. Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt.
Obviously, I had a little sarcasm when I was saying it too. But the reality is, it's just not a game that you should lose. And even with or without Jalen,
yeah,
you can, again, I want to clarify, you can lose. You can't get blown out.
Sure.
And you just came off a game where you could have and beaten one of the best teams in the NBA so far this season, and then you lose that way to one of the worst teams. I just don't know how that happens.
I do want to point out quickly, Dylan, and you'll have to say his name because I don't know it. They actually had a player yesterday for the first time in Hawks history get time at College Park.
Oh, yeah, Caleb Houston.
Caleb Houston got time with College Park and with the Hawks yesterday.
Same day.
In the same day.
They played a morning game in College Park?
They played a morning game in College Park. And then he went and had to get called up with the Jalen injury and got garbage minutes.
That takes, you know, playing at LA Fitness and then going and playing your rec league, Dylan, in the same day. Oh, that's crazy.
Right. Which, by the way,
ding.
We have our first rec league game tonight, and I've talked to y'all, and, you know, I'm battling through a little bit of a sickness here. I'm cooked. I won't be able to make the debut tonight, but I'll be back next week.
Well,
my debut.
I had to bow out of the iRacing league for the same thing.
You're no Michael Jordan, I'll tell you that much.
We'll see. I mean, maybe, but it's probably not happening. I'm definitely doubtful right now. I'll list myself as doubtful, so we'll see. But real quick on the Hawks, I had a bad, bad feeling that what happened last night was going to happen. I was like, somehow, some way, this Clippers team that's had all this drama, got all these injuries, they're going to rally and be like, you know what? We're going to rally around each other. You know, we got Chris Paul out of here now. Let's go all in for each other and go win this ballgame. I just had a bad feeling that was going to happen.
What do we make of the stuff that started coming out about Tyronn Lue didn't want him around, wouldn't even meet with him? They flew the GM out here to give him the news.
I think congratulations to Tyronn Lue for finally having the testicular fortitude to stand up to a superstar player, because we know that'd be the first time in his career.
I mean, this is a guy who's the freaking head of the Players Association. I mean, like, it's crazy that this all unfolded that way.
To bring this full circle, too, to put a local twist on this, did y'all see what Ray Ray McLeod did?
He's
continuing the petty.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you something about Ray Ray McLeod. You can go ahead and hit it, Dylan. There's a reason why a guy with his talent has been on so many teams and basically was out there for the taking. Like we have glorified Ray Ray to the point where he gets so this credibility, and it's like he turned into a pumpkin or whatever. You know, the slipper didn't fit, or it turned midnight, or whatever the Cinderella reference you want to go with is. He had a good year last year, and this year he became what he's been in everywhere else in his career.
Yeah, it was unfortunate end to both of those situations, honestly. The Chris Paul stuff is tough to stomach.
He dressed as cool, though. Ochenna Nwosu. See? That's the name.
That's a nice attempt, man.
Well, how do you say it then?
I said it a minute ago. Owatimi. I don't know.
I'll get there in a second. Nwosu. Oh, anyways, he plays edge for the Seahawks. He's got 6 sacks so far this year. All right. So I thought NIL, the signing day was yesterday, which I hate it. I hate it in December. It's dumb. I know why it's done. Don't like it. I don't like 2 signing days. I didn't like 2 portal windows. We've got the portal window cut down to 1. Hopefully get signing day eventually cut down to 1. Just none of it makes sense to me.
Why don't you like this one?
Well, for one, I don't need 2 signing days. I just don't. I don't need the one in February and in December. Mm. What was wrong with the system where you had 1 in February? 2, I don't like it because you have guys who literally were hired Monday or Sunday, and then they got to turn around and maybe save a recruiting class in 2 days. I just don't think it fits the hiring cycle right now.
I completely disagree, and personally, I don't give a crap about the hiring cycle. That's their problem. And not only that, guess what? The portal is wide open in just a little bit. They can supply their team right through there like they do these days.
Yeah. I liked college football when it was kind of set in stone with the dates, and I don't know how to fix it. No one knows how to fix it. I'm not sure if you it's not so simple as saying go to NFL style dates, because it doesn't work.
No, you can't do that.
It doesn't work with semesters.
Yeah.
So it is a whole thing. But Scott Frost had his news conference yesterday, and he talked about something that happened last year, literally after he ended his press conference, which I could not believe. It's the problem with college athletics.
I laugh about it now, but I did my press conference last year and had a couple players and their agents waiting and outside my office 5 minutes after I did my press conference to start telling me how much money I needed to pay them, and I didn't even know who the kids were. We're going to know our team now. We're going to know our strengths and weaknesses. I think we're at a better financial position to approach this, and we're going to be able to hopefully just build around some people rather than try to build the whole thing from scratch. So you get out of the stress and heavy work of season and go straight into this, and this is a lot of work.
That just makes me sick.
Now, in his defense, I don't know what makes you sick, and I want to know. But in his defense, he had just taken back over the program as the head coach.
Yeah, no doubt about it. What makes me sick is that they had the audacity to be waiting outside of his office 5 minutes after his introductory press conference
and said, "This is what you owe me."
Yeah, then that is just
that's the problem with. And look, here's Mike. You played college football at a high level, and you helped win a national title. You helped rebuild a brand that needed to be revived, right?
Sure. Yeah.
You needed to take, you know, that old car with the dash. It's kind of dull now, and you take the Armor All, and you were part of the Armor All.
Sure.
And you didn't get a dime from that university.
I did not. And there's people out there making jokes going, of course you did. I swear on my mother's grave, I never received a dime from Alabama or any boosters associated with it.
And you're not saying that players shouldn't get money, and neither am I.
No.
But what you're saying is that it's become a runaway train.
There's got to be structure to go along with it. And it's broken. There's no other way to say it. It's broken.
Well, that is going to do it for us. I'm sure Dylan has to hit the chime on this one. For Mike, Bo, Dylan, and myself, Allie Mack, thank you for being here today. The Steakhouse is coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And don't forget to
Go stand outside your boss's office and tell him what he should pay you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.